You're listening to This Boy Elroy, episode number 34. Hey, everybody. This is Adam, and you are listening to my podcast. And it is, I guess, 3 days after Christmas now. It's December 28th. 2006 is almost over. I've been enjoying my holiday break. I played hooky, kind of, sort of. The Thursday before, well, the Friday before Christmas, I was supposed to go to work, but I had one not a vacation day. I had one sick day left, and when I was at work on Thursday, some of my coworkers and I were talking, and we were discussing our sick days and how if you don't use them, you lose them at the end of the year. And so I thought, well, hey, I have a sick day left, and I'm not going to be back until the 2nd, and I don't have anything to do on Friday, so I called in sick. On Friday, so I didn't go into work. So I've been off since, well, I don't know. I've been off for almost a week now, and it's been so great. So you saw my, hopefully you got to see my video on the site. I got a Canon Elura 100 DV camera for Christmas. As I said in the video, Brad thought that it was okay to use the credit from the duplicate KitchenAid Mixmaster that I got to get a DV cam. So, and I really, really appreciate that from him, because that money was basically, it was ours, because my sister gave us the KitchenAid jointly. So, you know, he had to, you know, let that money go too, because it was both of ours. So I really, really appreciate it. It was very nice. And I'm very, very fortunate to have Brad, because he's extremely, extremely supportive of my podcasting and just how I want to, you know, express myself through this thing that I do. So I really, really appreciate him, and I love him very much. And I just think he's so great for letting me do that. Because I know, I hear a lot of people, they call their significant others when they have a podcast or a blog or something, they call it their, I've heard the term podcasting widow, I think, from Dan over at the Dan and Jimmy Variety Cast. So, yeah, he's certainly not a podcasting widow. Sometimes he listens, and I know a lot of people have asked, you know, when are you going to have him on your podcast? You know, because he definitely would have very interesting things to say, but he prefers to remain in the background. So, and, you know, when we get together and we meet people, he's certainly up for meeting people, and he gets along well with everyone. I haven't met a single person that doesn't like Brad. So everyone loves him. He's so great. So yeah, that was Christmas. Oh, and like I said, I'm sorry if I repeated this thing in the video. I made that video rather hastily. I just was kind of playing with my camera, and I really wanted to get a video out, so I did that. And it was just a talking head of me. It was just me talking into the camera, which I'm going to try not to do so much, but I can see why people do that now with vlogs. I can sometimes, it's so interesting, because when I first started podcasting, I thought, oh, I'm only going to do this every once in a while, and I'm going to just blog more regularly. Then I said, sometimes you want to relate a story or whatever, and it's best to say it, you know, speak it, to record it and speak it and let people hear you tell it. And I would say, and then it's other times it's good to write things down. Now I'm like, oh, I can totally see why sometimes you'd want to tell somebody something through video. So watch, a year from now, this will just only be video. Now, that I like the audio. The audio is nice because not everyone has a video MP3 player, and you don't have to be looking at me while I talk to you, which is nice. So, but I may do some talking head things in the future. I'm not going to say never, never say never. But mostly I want to go places with that. I mean, that's the beauty of having a camera, and that's the beauty of video, is that you're able to go places with it and capture motion. I mean, and I love photography. I love it so much, but I think I can see myself really getting into just capturing a lot of videos. So it's going to take me a while to, I think, you know, find my inspirations for that, but I'm confident that I will, because it's very, very new to me. I never had a video camera. My family never had a video camera. So it's extremely, extremely new to me. And I have to say, I'm a bit kind of like intimidated by it. So, but I'm excited. Oh, also, for my video hosting, I'm using a site that the gay expat told me about, because he uses it also for his video hosting as well, and also a vlog that I watch so every so often called the Public Address Network. I think I've spoken about it on here. It's called blip.tv. So I'll put a link in the show notes, and if any of you are interested in getting into vlogging or even hosting videos on your blogs or your sites or whatever, go check out blip.tv, because I like it, because when you post a video there, it has an option to do an automatic cross post to your blog or your website, whatever it is that you want to do, and it automatically puts the link in for the RSS. So it's fantastic. So I don't have to do a double post where with some things like YouTube or Google Video, I'd have to put a link on my site through my other file hosting server, and then I'd have to go upload it also to Google Video and then get the HTML code and put it into a post. So with Blip TV, you don't have to do any of that stuff. It just does it all for you in one fell swoop. So it's really, really great. So so far I really like it, and go check it out if you're interested. And along those lines, if anything was wrong with the video, sorry, this is turning into like such meta bullshit. But anyway, if anything was wrong with the video on the site, please, please, please let me know, because like I said, that's all very new to me. And so let me know if there was anything wrong, funky or wonky with the download or the quality or anything. So please let me know. So there was no praying on Christmas Eve, which was nice, like I said in the video. It was very, very enjoyable. There was a bit of an awkward moment. I don't know if Brad noticed it, but I certainly did, where I think Brad's sister and even his parents were kind of waiting to see what would happen. But Brad and I were very much so kind of, okay, everybody, let's eat. You know, when all the food was being served, and there was like a pause where it would have been a natural time to say, okay, let's say a blessing. Brad and I kept the tempo of everything, you know, very, very progressive and moving forward. And so it just didn't happen. So, and I was very, very pleased with that. And we had a really great time with his sister and her family, and it was a lot of fun. His youngest niece, though, she's a bit of a hurricane, and she's 13 years old. Yeah, she's 13 years old. Or she's going to be 13 years old, I guess. But boy, oh boy, she's, I don't know, maybe it's because she's going through that period in her life where she's, you know, pubescent, I guess. She's just kind of awkward, and she kind of knocks things over. And there was a couple of times, I swear to God, I thought she was going to knock down our Christmas tree, because she was practically sitting in it at one point. And I was just like, oh my God, she's going to bring down the house. So, but I guess she's just not used to being in such a small space, because, you know, she lives out in the suburbs, and Brad's parents, they also have a, you know, a big house, like a newer big house out in the suburbs. And so they're used to having more open space than what we have in our place. Our place isn't cramped, but it's not like one of these newer places that you see in the suburbs where they've got these giant great rooms and you could host a prom in the living room. So, and I've just been doing absolutely nothing on my holiday. It's been terrific. It's what I really, really needed, just to do nothing, because now when I go back to work, I will be ready to do something. So I'll overdose on doing nothing. And it's just been so great. My mind is totally blank, just going to the gym and just doing absolutely nothing. And yeah, that's, I don't know what else to say about that. It's just been so great just to turn my brain off for a week. Haven't been listening to any podcasts. I've been reading some blogs. But, you know, I kind of just want to step away from that for a while. And it's good to do that, because then when you come back to it, it's fresh again and it's new and it feels good. So, and it's, what's great is that I wasn't even planning on podcasting today, and I was just kind of sitting around and I thought, I think I'll go podcast now. And it was so nice. So I think for one of my New Year's resolutions is try to do things more like that, not try to be so forced or feel like I have to do a podcast or I have to go do this or whatever. Just let it come naturally, you know? So, and my other New Year's resolution is that I'm going to, at the gym, I've been really, really bad. I don't do legs, so I'm going to be doing my leg workouts a lot more. So that's my other New Year's resolution. So I was tagged for this meme by the gay expat on his blog, and then there was some drama with it or something, and I don't know, like he kind of crossed it all out on his blog or something. But anyway, it's a very silly meme. It's 5 things you don't know about me. But when I was doing it, it actually turned out to be really, really good, I thought. And I was like, this is fun. And I was going to post it on my site, but I thought, I can just read this instead of just posting it. So here it is, 5 things you don't know about me. Number 1, at my core, I'm an antisocial person. I find birthdays, parties, and other forms of planned social gatherings to be incredibly tedious, fake, and largely a bore. As a result, I'm never insulted when I don't get invited to something, because it means that I don't have to stress out about having to come up with an excuse to not attend. Number 2, along those same lines, I hate face-to-face small talk, and I think that's why I've always preferred to meet people through the internet. It's easier for me to deal with the inane questions about the doldrums of one's daily life over the conduits of AIM or Yahoo Messenger than it is for me to pretend like I'm interested while sipping my coffee and trying to find the patterns in the popcorn ceiling. This explains why most of the people I currently call friends I have met through blogging or podcasting. Number 3. I'm a word Nazi. If you are a friend, I will correct you if you misuse or mispronounce a word, and I would expect the same in return. My reasons are not to display my own vocabulary skills, but to prevent you from looking like a fool in front of others who don't know you as well as I do. Additionally, if someone uses a word that I don't know, I am not in the least embarrassed to ask for a definition. In spite of my word Nazism, I love the plasticity of the English language, and I'm always ready to hear new words and new portmanteaus. Don't ask me to correct grammar, though. I'm terrible at it, and the rules seem arbitrary to me. Number 4. I'm quite content doing immunology research, but if the opportunity arises, I'd like to go back to school for architecture. I had thought about it in university, but doubted my math skills would have allowed me to succeed in the coursework. As long as I can remember, I've been obsessed with buildings, and blocks and Legos are my favorite toys as a kid. Whenever I build a structure with them, I write in the present tense because I still play with blocks and Legos. I like to find its weaknesses by subjecting it to varying forces of wind and simulated earthquakes in an attempt to improve its stability. When it comes down to it, though, from skyscrapers to pyramids, I'm fascinated with how structures were built, and more importantly, why. Number 5. If I'm in a museum and artifacts are on display that are not under glass, it is very difficult for me to resist touching them. I do not have the same urge to touch paintings or sculpture. My reasons for wanting to touch the exhibits are not mischievous, but instead stem from a desire to connect with people from the past, and touched something that a person who lived thousands of years ago also touched. I like to think that even though time and culture separates me from the person who made the object or owned it, the tactile sensation from feeling the object remains the same and is shared. I like to think of it as a kind of time travel. To this day, whenever I visit the Met, I touch the same Egyptian stone sarcophagus that I did when I was a kid, and I'm given the same stern warning, "Don't touch the exhibits, please," by the security guards. The visit wouldn't be complete without it. All right. Well, I just want to, I think this is going to be my last podcast of 2006. So, I just want to wrap up by kind of doing like a kind of retrospective and also a collective thank you to everyone that's listened. So, 2006 was really just an amazing year for me. Honestly, I started getting really back into blogging again at the end of 2005. And I started making all these connections with people. But it was really this year that I really made some fantastic connections with people. And it all started very early in the year, in February, when I went back to Phoenix for my brother's 40th birthday party. And I had the opportunity to meet Darren from All Preparation and No H and Dan from what is now dannation.org. And I had never met someone, other gay men off of the internet before without sexual intention. And it was a very, very remarkable time because for me, it finally became clear how amazing it is to connect with other queer bloggers and podcasters because this is a way for gay men to interact with one another in an environment that doesn't have sexual tension involved with it and, you know, just drinking and liquor and just all that kind of crap that goes on at the bars. Now, I like to go out to the bars and I like to get a little bit naughty too at the bars and everything else, don't get me wrong. But when I was coming of age, I never knew how to relate to other gay men except through a sexual means. So I would go on gay.com and I would chat with people and you meet them and you hook up and then that was it. And then I'd go hang out with my friends who were all straight. And I never really made any connections with other gay men. And it was really amazing because through blogging is when I really started to make some lasting connections with other gay men. And it's important, I think. And, you know, it's good to have friends of all kinds of walks of life, gay, straight, whatever. But there's something, you know, when you're gay, you need to have gay friends. There's something about having a gay friend that isn't the same when you have a straight friend. You know, I like to use this example that straight people don't understand why the Golden Girls is so great. You can't enjoy the Golden Girls with your straight friends. They won't get it. They just won't get it. So it's really important that you have your gay friends around you. And I use that as an example and as a metaphor. So take from that what you will. Use, you know, just make up your own backstory to that. So it's just been an incredible year. And it followed in June when I went to San Francisco for Pride. And again, I saw Darren and Dan, and that was just fantastic. And I met a whole bunch of other bloggers in San Francisco. And this year, I think it's going to be even bigger. And that was just such an amazing trip. And I'm sure you heard me speak about it on my previous blog. And if you haven't, go back and I made like a video of some photos and everything else. It was just truly, truly amazing to meet all of those people that you read about and you just kind of share their daily lives, and then you get to meet them in person. And it's just, it's so great to connect with people like that. So it's been a remarkable year for me. And I feel like I've grown as a person through my blog and through my podcast. I mean, I completely changed my whole blog and everything, and that was a big deal for me. So I feel like I've also grown as a person. So it's been a terrific year, and it's been a terrific year because I've been able to interact with all of you. So thank you very much. I really, really appreciate it. And if you're listening to this and you are someone, if you're listening or you're reading to this and you're someone who is closeted or you're shy or you don't have that many friends or whatever, and you feel like kind of like a misfit or odd man out, this is definitely a really great way to meet people. And, you know, you're going to find people who are just like you. It's inevitable. And you're going to be able to connect with a lot of people. So I highly recommend it to anybody who's kind of just in their shell and has a desire to connect with people. So it's great. So thank you, everybody, for listening. It's been a terrific year. I'll say it again. And I'm really looking forward to the new year and to meeting more of you also in the new year and in the years to come. So if you're ever in Dallas, please let me know. And, you know, we can set up a meeting and whatever, you know, go get some coffee or whatever and just hang out, go out, get some drinks and, you know, say hi. And also, if you're interested, you know, come out to San Francisco for Gay Pride. It's really, really an amazing experience. It was for me anyway. You know, it occurred to me this year, like, what Gay Pride was, because when I was younger, I thought, oh, that stuff is so stupid. Why do people have to be so, you know, flamboyant about it and all that crap? But I realize now that it's, to me, I made this realization that it's good that we do that, because it shows the other people, again, who are uncertain or maybe a little bit closeted or they feel a little ashamed of who they are, that it's okay, you know, that there are other people just like you and you're not a freak. And so come join us and let's just have fun. So that's how I feel about that. And if you want to find out more information about that, you can go over to dannation.org, because I think Dan has become pretty much the unofficial cruise director of the Gay Pride blogger convention meetup thing in San Francisco every year. I think that's all I have to say for now for this episode. All right, everybody, happy new year, happy 2007 to all of you, and I will talk to you later. Take care. Bye-bye.